Five, four, three, two, one.
Two white Muslims.
Go.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
My name's Junaid Rahim.
And my name's Muhammad Yusuf Bashforth.
And affectionately, we're known as
the Two White Muslims.
You know, there's a few good reasons for that. Firstly,
well, there are two of us.
Secondly,
we're white.
And most importantly,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we're both Muslim. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. The bonkers begin. We're here again. Guys, we're here again.
Oh.
Alhamdulillah. We've got provisions. We've been where was it? Asda this morning. Other supermarkets are available, of course. But we've been to Asda and got our breakfast, which consists of...
As ever. muffins.
We've got some muffins.
Crisps.
And muffins.
And some crisps.
Diet Coke.
And some Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And you have got all healthy and got...
I've got mango juice.
And another muffin.
What's this sandwich you've got? Is it cheese and ploughman's?
It is. It is a ploughman's, but it's a big, hunky man's sandwich.
And I've gone for the plain old salmon and cucumber.
Yes, salmon.
On brown.
Salmon and cucumber.
You know what a hearty breakfast that is.
Yes.
Washed down with some mango juice and a bag of Walker's.
Oh, is that mango?
Yeah.
It has a look of orange.
I know.
I could have picked that up by mistake and got a bit of a shock.
It's called Mango Machine. Alhamdulillah. I had to park the car to run into Costa to go and see my old mate Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And we always meet in Costa. I have no idea why. Other coffee shops
are available.
but we always meet in Costa. And it was absolutely belting down. I thought it was hail. It was coming down so hard on the windscreen. And I thought, well, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? I'm just going to... I've been wet before.
Yeah,
I was wet this morning in the shower.
Yes.
I got dry again.
It'll be
fine. So I got out of my car and ran as fast as I could. Well, you know my running. I'm no Linford Christie.
No.
I'm just not. I'm no Usain Bolt.
No.
For my running, I was trying to dodge the rain.
Yes, like Billy Wiz used to do.
Absolutely soaked. Like a drowning rat. By the time I got to Costa.
Oh, wonderful. My goodness.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, I've been working in York, and I was driving along to York and on a beautiful morning last week. And as I'm driving along, there was like this flash out the corner of my eye. And I thought, oh, somebody's got done. And I thought, no, there's no speed cameras on the A64. Not those kind of cameras. And I'm driving along. Another flash. I'm thinking, am I seeing angels? Am I having a stroke? Can I taste burnt toast? You know what I mean? And
can I smell burning rubber?
Yeah. Does it taste like batteries? And I thought, oh, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, there was a fork of lightning came down directly in front of me. And I thought, oh, that's what it's been. So, you know when you count, and for every second that you count, it's a mile away.
Yeah.
I literally drew breath and it went boom. I thought, oh, I'm in it then. Am I?
Really?
Am I in it?
Then.
Yep. Wow. And then it just started raining, but it was like from nothing to boom.
Whoa.
And it was absolutely bouncing.
Fantastic.
It was bouncing, and then it just stopped. You think, oh, that's phenomenal. And then we were running a training course in a motor dealership, and motor dealerships are like airplane hangars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were in that, and we happened to be at the top because that's where the officers tend to be. We're at the top, and it's obviously got a metal roof, and it started raining, and I'm like, can you hear me at the back? So loud.
Anyway, Junaid, for the first time today.
Yes.
Are you planning a new kitchen? Not anymore.
That's at Heritage Radio AM or at Heritage Radio AM.
Which,
if it was on the periodic table, you'd find between.
Come on, Jenny. Come on,
Iridium.
Jenny. Iridium.
Come on. Oh, come on.
First thing in the morning, he's got
which,
there.
On the periodic table, you'd find between iridium and.
Imodium.
And that's 1602 AM. For now.
For now.
For now.
That I think, is going to change.
It is. We've got some great news, which we'll tell you about a little bit later on.
Are we going to save that? Or well, shall actually, we just give it now?
We could just tell them now, to be fair.
Shall we give it now?
I don't know why I said we can tell you later. It's a bit easier just to say now.
FM licences.
Yes.
How easy are they?
Nightmare. Well, if you're a brand new station, relatively straightforward.
Yeah,
if you're
just
an existing station, apparently the mentality is, well, if it's not broken, don't fix it. You've already got AM. Stick with that.
Yeah.
Yet, let's be honest, FM.
Do you know,
just more credibility to FM.
But we're going to sound better on FM as well.
Going to sound better on FM? Have a bigger reach?
Our content will be better on FM.
So is it? yeah. Because it'll be at Heritage Radio. So, yes, we have an FM licence, listeners.
Alhamdulillah.
Thanks to our station manager, who is literally being carried about the campus.
Mr. Waqar Abbasi.
On people's shoulders.
Who cannot be held in high enough esteem.
Absolutely.
Right,
has just increased ever so slightly more.
Absolutely.
Do no wrong.
The lad has done it. Yep. The lad has delivered.
Were we gambling men, we'd be asking him to pick six numbers. He's done it. He's got. We will be Heritage Radio.
It's a great idea, six numbers. I mean, I've no idea why.
No, can't imagine. Can't imagine.
So Heritage Radio AM is about to become
Heritage Radio
FM.
FM. Wallach Batulahi. Oh, so then, Daddy, what did you do today? I just laughed. I just went to a radio station and laughed. Why were you laughing? I was with Uncle Yusuf. Oh, I get it. This can't be good radio. I think that... Did that catch you by surprise, by any chance? Are you still eating your sandwich?
Mm.
It was just the way the tears came to your eyes as you were trying to eat it quicker. Oh, dear. Oh, very good. So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're here with Junaid Rahim and...
I'm back.
Yes, he's back. He's back. Look at that. Mm. He's picking letters out of his teeth, but he's back.
Do you know what?
Not lettuce, cucumber.
It's not eating on radio.
Terrible.
Bad idea.
Terrible. Shambolic.
That should never be allowed.
Especially given you actually have a countdown.
I can see it.
That you can see, I can't see.
I just guess. I was watching that, I was thinking, one last mouthful. I'm kind of enjoying this.
I'm a little bit
peckish. Salmon and cucumber.
Miss salmon and cucumber, can't wait.
How posh.
It does sound a little posh. I was going to say that earlier. I thought it'll make me sound...
To do anything posh, is it?
Do you know where the term posh came from?
Yes.
Oh, go on.
Port out.
Yes, starboard home.
Indeed.
Very good.
So, would you like to explain to the good listeners?
Yes. On transatlantic voyages, for the majority of the base... I'm trying to think. As you're going from Great Britain to America... Because of the way you're going, the sun is always on the same side of the ship.
Yep.
And back in the day, people didn't sunbathe.
That was so you want a port side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't sunbathe. They wanted to stay out of the sun, is the word I was hopelessly grasping for. Having already said it three times.
That big yellow thing.
You want to stay away from the sun, out of the sun, because they normally walked around with the parasols. So they went on the other side of the ship, and that was the port side.
Yeah.
So you were port out, starboard home.
Yeah.
And that would mean that you were... That's posh. That's what posh... That's where posh came from. Brilliant. Do you know where the term... Sorry, we're going off on one now. Do you know where the term assures eggs is eggs came from?
No.
Ah. I learned this one at the same time. And this was a guy who I used to work with, who was perhaps one of the funniest guys. You just attract him, don't you? Glyn Howells. It's absolutely brilliant. One of the nicest guys you could possibly wish to meet. One of the funniest guys. But he was full of all this. He loved it. And he said, "Oh, do you know where eggs assures eggs is eggs came from?"
Go on then.
Tell me. And in mathematics, if x equals x. You are describing certainty.
Oh, okay.
Absolute certainty. So if X equals X, so if X is 1, it's 1. If x is 10, it's 10. You know what I mean? X equals x. So in mathematical terms, to describe certainty,
it's
you would...
as sure as x.
It is as sure as x is x.
And that got...
And in layman's terms, they thought, I don't know what that... You know what I mean? Yeah. It, somebody went, oh, it's obviously saying eggs is eggs.
I'm sure he was a Yorkshireman.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, did you hear what he just said? Do you hear what he just said? Yeah, you're on Sithy. You're on Sithy. Did they hear what he just said? He just said, it's certain. Eggs eggs. It's as sure as eggs is eggs. He's right, you know.
Do you know where letting the cat out of the bag comes from?
No.
Well, you know, they used to sell pigs on the market.
That's not where I thought we were going with that
pigs
one.
Pigs on the market.
Right.
And they used to put 6 pigs in a bag, and that's right. How you buy your little piglets.
Oh, yeah, wow,
that's
in
how
a
you
bag.
Buy your pig.
Can I have a bag of pigs?
A bag of pigs. And there'd be 6 in this bag,
right,
tied up at the top, and they'd give you the 6 pigs.
Right.
Now, some lowly and crafty tradespeople would actually substitute one of the piglets for a cat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it weighs the same. You'd never know until you got it home.
Yeah.
Let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So...
So, as you bought it, you'd say, let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
In other words, let's have the six.
Let's have the cat out of the bag.
Wow.
Putting the piglet in. Absolutely.
Wow.
That's letting the cat out of the bag. That's where it came from.
Do you know where the term... We could do this all day. It's brilliant. I love stuff like this. Yeah, forget what everybody else likes.
Is this on your list?
It's not on my list.
No.
It's not.
Do we ever get to your list?
As long as... I've forgotten what I'm doing now. I know what it came from. Donkey's years.
Donkey's years.
Yeah, donkey's years. Yeah. Donkey's years. Do you know where the phrase donkey's years came from?
Go on.
What people actually was, it's as long as donkey's ears.
Really?
And it just runs together. It's donkey's ears. Donkey's ears.
Really?
And then people would just say donkey's ears. There's no such thing. It's as long as donkey's ears.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's incredible. Because donkeys do have long ears.
They do have long ears.
Yeah.
So somebody was saying, oh, they're as long as donkeys' ears. I'm struggling to say it here. And when you say it, it becomes donkey's ears. Donkey's ears.
Wow.
It wasn't quite as good, that one, was it?
No, but it is.
Has it got you thinking?
It's about the Chinese whisper syndrome, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Know, you hear one thing and then it just changes.
Yep.
Further down the line it gets, it completely changes, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
You know, and that's what's happened with all of this.
It is. Yeah. You know what Peter Kay did? He does the thing about singing a song, but the lyrics being completely different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I learned one ages ago. I figured one out because I was raised in a household where it's perfectly okay to play the Beach Boys.
Okay,
other bands being available, but yep, we played the Beach Boys. Yep. And given that we had VW, great. Oh, they're phenomenal. Because we had VW Beatles, mm-hmm, and we used to go down to Cornwall, mm-hmm, and then we had a VW Fastback. Oh, we had a Fastback. Wow. It was a sports car of the time, in effect. Wow. And then we didn't have VWs, but we went down to Cornwall.
We had a Hillman.
Oh, wow. Is it Imp?
There was one slightly bigger.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillman, and I can't remember what it was called, but we had that, yeah.
Right. Well, we used to go down to Cornwall, and Cornwall is VW town, because VW, for some reason, is associated with the Beach Boys. Beach Boys is associated with surfing is associated with Cornwall.
Yeah.
So they used to have a bug run. Run to the Sun, and it was where people would take all the VWs down to, mm-hmm, and it was in the field, and you'd look up the field and it was just VWs. It was phenomenal.
Amazing.
So anyway, we used to listen to the Beach Boys, and I thought they were saying, if everybody had a notion, as in an idea,
mm-hmm,
so if everybody had a notion, they'd be surfing USA. And it's not. It's if everybody had an ocean. But until you see it written down, so it's if everybody had an ocean across the USA. No, not when I'm singing it. Everybody had a notion.
Notion.
Have you got a notion? And it never occurred to me that you would say if everybody had an idea. You wouldn't say if everybody had a notion, would you?
No.
If
you
everybody
wouldn't.
Had an, comma, ocean.
Yeah.
Well, no, not a comma. That would be terrible grammar then.
Just an.
An ocean.
Ocean.
an ocean. It's only been 30 years. If everybody had an ocean, and how many times do you hear that? If everybody had an ocean, and of course, if you people just go, oh, he's singing an ocean. Yeah, he's got it right. No. No. I think you'll find. No. If everybody had a notion.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuh. We're back.
We're back, back, back. It's Monday morning.
Happy days.
Oh, I look forward to Mondays now.
Love it here.
Yeah.
It's great.
What a way to start the week.
It's a bit nerve-wracking sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, the drive across?
Well, that's always nerve-wracking because...
I drive.
You drive. I always have my heart in my mouth.
Yep.
With your driving, because it is a little...
As you were going, oh, it's this, what I know. It's this. I've seen my gap. It's seven cars up.
No. You're coming off here. You're coming off
here.
It's here.
I know.
No,
seven
no, no,
cars
no,
up.
No. It's actually here.
I'm saying that. I do remember.
And then the tyres screech.
Yes. Yeah.
Just turn in.
I remember we never uploaded it, but we created the video because we were videoing once as we were going across to Blackpool.
Oh yes,
and it's me saying, right, we're a little bit pushed for time. Why are we pushed for time, Junaid? To be fair, I was driving and we got chatting and I missed my junction. What junction did you miss? 14. When did you spot it? 19. So why are we still late? Because we turned round and we came back and the sat-nav said come off at 14, but we got talking...
And where did we come off?
About 12.
Nine.
Oh, nine, that was it. Oh, dear.
And were we pushed for time?
We were pushed for time. We were. It was just because we got talking.
That was when we did our Ramadan talk, isn't it?
It was one of our Ramadan talks at Blackpool.
Alhamdulillah. Oh. Yeah, I loved that.
And we met perhaps the coolest imam ever.
I think he possibly is. One of the coolest guys I've ever met.
He had... was it a motorcycle... Would you call it a motorcycle or would you call it a chopper?
I'd call it a chopper.
Because I'm thinking of Zed's dead, baby. Yeah. it's not a motorcycle. It's a chopper. Wow.
Just ultra cool guy.
Yeah. Dude.
Cool guy. And what amazing knowledge he had. Studied 9 years in Merkez in Dewsbury.
Wow.
Yeah, to get that knowledge.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And that's where he knows me.
Yes.
He knew me.
Yeah, wasn't that the weirdest thing?
I completely. I met so many people over there in those days because I used to spend a lot of time over
of
there
course.
On Thursday evenings.
That's where you did your learning.
Practicing my craft.
Yes.
And learning my craft.
Learning your learns.
Learning my stuff. Yeah, learning my stuff.
Knowing your knowledge, learning your learns.
My busy mate at the time. Yeah, Sufi Rashid.
Oh.
Just love him. Mm. And he used to take me to Dewsbury every Thursday evening because they had an English bayan. So it was all translated into English so I could understand it all. And,
yeah.
Then we'd set off on a 3-day jamaat.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'd do Friday, Saturday and Sunday in a random mosque somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Wherever they sent us.
Yep.
Could be anywhere. Usually in West Yorkshire on 3 days.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you go for longer, if you go for 10 days or you do your 40 days or your 3 months, four months, you can be anywhere around the world.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were talking about one of our respective wives have got a good common friend, haven't they?
Yeah.
Shebnam.
Oh, yes.
And her
yes.
husband,
yep.
yeah, who is also a white British
yes,
convert.
Yes, he is.
Well, actually, he's not quite. He's Scottish.
He is. Yes. So he's even whiter, like I say, blue.
He's nearly blue. Come on,
are
blue.
You translucent?
He's blue.
Can I see your organs?
So he once went out on a, I think it was a 4-month jamaat.
Wow.
With Sufi Rashid Mughal.
Oh, fantastic.
They went to Japan.
Really?
Yeah, they went on jamaat in Japan.
Wow.
Yeah. He used to go all over the world. Yeah, and I never quite got the opportunity to do that because I was too busy working and being a dad and small children and
having a family.
Yeah, three kids. Yeah, the eldest one being the wife.
Yes.
Took a lot of looking after that one.
I can well imagine. Gee, talk, takes.
Takes. Still high maintenance. Well, way high maintenance. my good 5-star lady.
Yes.
Do you know 5-star? And it is. It's every time we go on holiday. It's where are we staying? Oh, we're staying in this hotel.
Yeah.
How many stars is it? Four. Nope.
Really? Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
Wow.
Not going there. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Got to be five.
You could take your four stars.
And you can...
yeah. Add another one to it.
Don't shine.
Add another one to it is what you can do.
So five stars. Five stars. But one day we decided to go on a Islamic retreat. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was called Living Islam.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yep. It was in Lincolnshire.
Right.
In the Lincolnshire Showground.
Yeah.
And your choice is you can stay in a nearby hotel and you can car it in every morning.
Yep.
Or you can stay on site.
Brilliant.
In a tent.
Oh, brilliant.
So my five-star lady.
Yes. And presumably this was a tent. This wasn't glamping.
No, this was
full-on
tent.
Camping.
This is camping.
Oh,
a tent.
Brilliant.
So I bought inflatable beds. I bought, all the stuff that we'd need for outside catering and cooking. And you know what I like with my cooking.
Yes,
I love my cooking.
Yes.
And I bought everything to make her stay as comfortable as it could possibly be.
Yes, yeah.
Like an Arctic-style sleeping bag, you know. And it was July.
One that fastens at the top.
July,
yeah.
What, the one that fastens over your head?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're totally cocooned in this thing. Can't even breathe in the thing. It's crazy. But one of those, just to make sure she was always going to be warm.
Got to be warm. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Inflatable bed, Arctic sleeping bag.
Wow. Yeah,
all the brand new kit.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? You know that rain that we had yesterday?
Oh, go on.
We had a night of that.
Really?
First night. Yeah. So how much sleep did we get?
Well, but that must be brilliant.
Fantastic.
I'm going to say I would love that. I would love that.
It sounds amazing.
Yes. Yep.
Amazing. And it was a tent which had a central compartment.
Yep.
Which was big enough to put a table and two bench seats.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we had a table and two
bench
seats.
That's not a tent. That's a marquee.
And on either side, there were sleeping compartments that could take two full-size people. So we had the two kids in one side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me and the missus in the other side.
And then breakfast twixt the two.
It was perfect.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
Apart from that rain.
Oh, but the rain would be amazing. Well, maybe for the uninitiated, it might seem a little...
She's a five-star lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'd have loved that.
And I found out, and it was then that she actually came clean on why am I a five-star lady? Why?
Right.
What do I insist on? What is it that I need? She said. And it's all about the toilet facilities.
I was just about to say, how do I say this nice? Ensuite,
on
shall
a
we say.
Campsite, the ensuite facilities are not good.
No,
not
no.
Good.
First of all, they're neither on nor sweet.
No. neither. No, certainly neither of
they're
those.
Certainly not
certainly
sweet.
Not the latter. No. But, you know, we survived 3 days, 2 nights,
oh,
3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was absolutely brilliant.
I bet she loved it. If she admitted it, I bet she absolutely loved it.
That's
it's
the
sometimes
point. If she never admitted it.
Yeah, if she never. But, yeah, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, you did. And it's not going to happen.
No.
I don't know how we got onto that. I don't know where.
I don't know.
Where did
but
we come from?
You've reminded me, because we got a tent, just a little one for the kids, as much as anything, because child number two was staying away, and for whatever reason, with the guides or brownies or something, it'll be brownies, I think, and for whatever reason, wasn't able to. So I said, not a problem. So we literally just went out, bought a tent, and we put it up in the garden, and you know, daddy and the children stayed in that with a view to, we stay in this till everybody's fallen asleep, and then as soon as one wakes up, we all go back in the house.
Okay.
But we've made up the front room, and we'll sleep in the front room. You know what I mean? Just, and it was absolutely fantastic to go into the thing, play games, eat chocolates. You know what I mean? Read books to each other because there's no electricity. Oh, it's phenomenal. And you forget.
You have to actually talk, don't you?
And you have to talk, and it's just brilliant. So you'd remind me, I had already promised childs one, two, and three that we, when we get back from holiday, we'll put the tent up. We'll put the tent up.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
Just stuff like that. It's just joyous. It is so much fun. And like I say, wouldn't stay in there because children will need, you know, facilities, shall we say, and I wouldn't want to have to walk them in and out and in and out, so we'll just go back in the house. But, you know, 11, half 11... Yep. Once it's gone dark, into the house we go.
I'm still wanting to take my young grandson and take him camping.
Oh.
I'm going to do that in our back garden as well.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, he's going to love it.
He would absolutely love it. Just and, putting the tent up.
I'll borrow some cousins.
Yeah.
Keeping company.
Yeah.
I'll borrow some of those for the night, which is fairly easy to.
Yeah.
But he needs distracting.
Right.
He needs distracting because within the next couple of days.
Yes.
Couple of days.
Is it? It is, isn't it?
Couple of days.
Oh.
He's going to have a sister.
He's going to have a brother or sister. Sister.
No, it's out of the bag now. That cat is out of that bag.
That
cat is out of that bag.
As sure as eggs is eggs.
Donkey's years.
It's not donkey's years. It's not donkey's years, but as sure as eggs is eggs, that cat will be out of the bag. Oh, it is just days, isn't it? Oh, wow.
It is. I'm getting nervous
I'll
for her.
Bet you are.
And excited at the same
yes.
time. Yes. So looking forward to this.
Oh.
You know, when I had children,
yep.
I still don't get this. People were saying, oh, I hope it's a boy. I was saying, no.
No?
Why? Why do you hope that?
Yeah.
I hope we have a healthy child.
Yes.
Yeah?
What do you want it to be? Healthy.
Yeah, human.
Yes.
Human is a good start.
Yes. What colour eyes do you want? Working. What do you want the eyes to be like? Working.
Yes, I want them to be able to see.
Yes.
Yes. So all this nonsense about... It was just utter nonsense. I couldn't quite understand what was going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I got a girl, which is exactly, in fact, what
you
wanted.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we waited 5 years for the next one.
Yeah.
Apparently the first one hurt. I'm still thinking, nah.
No.
Love.
Well, it hurt you. I've seen the scars on your arm.
My arms. It's unbelievable what happened to my arm that night.
And if you're anything like me, I've struggled to take the baby weight off. I've struggled to drop the baby weight.
Yeah, mine stayed on too.
Yeah.
In fact, it increased. And in fact... Now that my daughter's expecting, I've come out into...
I know, love, it's terrible. Oh, I know. So difficult to keep the weight up.
It's impossible to keep the weight up.
Oh, is that chocolate? Is that chocolate?
Impossible. Anyway, another biscuit, love. Nom, nom, nom. Do you want a cup of tea?
How many sugars? Nom, 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 nom.
Subhanallah. Where were we? I'm going to borrow a couple of cousins because my grandson needs distracting.
Yes.
Because he's going to be an older brother.
He's going to be
shortly.
An older brother.
Inshallah. I can't think of anything better.
Wow.
Subhanallah. So, have we started on your list yet?
Nope.
We're nearly an hour in.
Oh, my goodness.
It is now 7:48.
Right.
7:48.
Right then, we're best.
Okay,
we're best,
and we'd better do something off your list.
Yep.
Yeah, but wait just a second because we need to do a bit of this first. So there we were one evening, and we're having a few people around for dinner,
yep.
as you do,
as then, you do,
and then it descends into a game of charades.
Yeah? Okay,
and I don't know why charades because none of us are any good at it. But this guy,
is it a book?
Mate of mine got up and motioned that this is a song.
Okay,
it's a song. Then he got hold of both of his ears, and he just got hold of his ears and he just pushed them to the back of his head, like that, and he just stood there like that. I'm just dying laughing.
Oh, I've got it.
Laughing. What was it?
Holding back the ears. Yeah.
That was Simply Red classic.
Brilliant.
Holding back the ears.
Oh, that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
I nearly died laughing.
Brilliant.
Absolute classic.
Oh, brilliant.
Holding back the ears.
I remember playing that with, it was something like that. It might have been a bit shady type thing. With the most competitive sisters you will ever find in your life.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And they were giving some clue, and one of them said, Rupert Bear. And that person went, yes. And the other one went, no, that's wrong. It's Rupert the Bear. You want competitive? You just sit in the room with these two. Oh, my goodness.
Were they?
Oh,
no, best not.
Don't
go there.
As it happens, you struggle also to find nice, but just competitive. Oh, bless you. Did you get enough love from your dad?
Yeah. Did your mum hug you?
Did your mum hug
as
you?
A child.
What are you trying to prove? There you are, winning. I'm a winner. Look, Danny, love me now. Do you love me now? Rupert the Bear. Now do you love me? Now do you love me? Oh. Oh, right, do we want a story?
No.
No.
Yes, we do. Yes,
okay,
we do.
Which one should we do? We've got to do this one. Oh, we've got to do this one. I mentioned donkeys,
didn't
I? I'm
broken out into a sweat.
We did
donkeys. Is it warm in here, or is it just me?
It is warm in here. Well, I'll give you it is warm in here. It is warm in here. I said we were going to mention donkeys, didn't I? So we've had donkeys' ears. Donkeys' ears.
Yes.
Egypt Zoo.
God. So this would be a zoo in Egypt, would it?
It's a zoo in Egypt. Zoo.
Just say that again.
But there's a selfie. There's a selfie, right? I've got to show you the picture in a minute. But the headline. compose yourself, Junaid. Egypt zoo accused of painting donkey to look like a zebra. And then look at the picture. Look at the picture. Hang on. Can you see that? It's a donkey.
Why?
A zoo in Egypt. Oh, I can't read now. My eyes are sweating.
Why would you do that, Savannah?
A zoo in Egypt has denied painting black stripes. The obviously haven't seen the picture. Oh, a zoo in Egypt has denied painting black stripes on a donkey to make it look like a zebra after a photo of the animal appeared online. That is a donkey. That is a stripy donkey. Student Mahmoud Sahan put the image on Facebook after visiting Cairo's International Garden Municipal Park. A size... Aside from its small size and pointy ears,
Junaid, we're not allowed to laugh. Not on here.
No.
We're not allowed to laugh on this station. Subhanallah.
Aside from its small size and pointy ears, there were also black smudges on its face. Oh, oh dear. And then it shows a real zebra. Look. Look, there's a real zebra. Are you ready? There's what they say is a zebra.
Why do people do these things?
Oh, dear. No, apart from its small size and pointy ears, it had black smudges on its face. Oh, it's brilliant.
That's just
genius. Sorry. That made me giggle, that one.
Don't do that to me again this morning, please. Please, I'm not sure.
Do you know, we'll have to post that picture. We'll put the picture on Facebook. We'll put that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because you've got to see it. And then we'll put one of a real zebra. Just in case. Because you might look and go, well, it looks a bit like... Yeah, it looks a bit like one because they painted stripes on it. Oh, dear. You know the zebra in Peppa Pig?
Yeah.
Look more like a zebra than this one.
Absolutely did.
I love the phrase. I'm going to have to read it again. I'm sorry. Apart from... Aside from its small size and pointy ears. Oh, they've got tiny ears, real ones, look.
I know.
Tiny ears. And then look at this one. Right, look at that.
I've got donkey ears.
It's got donkey's ears, that one.
There is no escaping
the donkey's ears.
Anyway, Junaid, back to Earth, please. Assalamu alaikum.
What happened to Lahi?
Your mouth open.
Was I just staring at you?
Just like
well, you that. Gave me some good news. It gave us some good news.
What was it called? The six mile stare or whatever.
Thousand yard stare. You weren't there, man. You weren't there when they came back from Vietnam. Yeah. Thousand yard stare. You weren't there, man.
You didn't see what I saw.
Glassy eyed. Thousand yard stare.
You were giving me one of them across the studio. I was thinking, hello, Junaid.
Hello, Junaid.
Come in, please. We need you right now.
Who are you and what have you done with Junaid?
So an amazing stat, that, isn't it?
It is.
You know, when you boost something on Facebook. Yeah, we boosted a link to the Shahada video that we've posted on our YouTube channel. We boosted a link over 2 days and it's reached 4,551 people.
Wow. Well, you said it's been viewed by 4,000. It will have reached even more.
Those people have actually done something.
Wow.
Like clicked it or looked at it or et cetera, et cetera.
Deleted it.
Got it. Just get it out of my life. Get it out of my life and block it.
Unfriend.
I'm not having those two imbeciles in my life.
Who are you and what are you doing on my Facebook?
I do apologise. Right, next on the list, Junaid, where are we?
Next on the list.
Stripey donkey.
Oh, dear.
Little donkey. Zebra.
Little donkey. Zebra.
Can you imagine? Same donkey.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, don't. Let's not go there.
Now, have you ever woken up to find maybe, a spider in your bedroom?
Many times.
And being a little bit, ooh, there's a spider in my bedroom. Whether you like them or you don't, it's a bit, ooh.
I'm all right with spiders.
Oh, right. I remember waking up to find a cricket on the bedroom floor. Yeah. And I'm like, how's that work? And I've never seen one in my life.
No.
And then also there was a cricket on the bed, and you're like, how? I've never seen one. It's not like you see them in the garden. I've never even seen one, and it was there on the bedroom. Weird.
Amazing.
Weird. But that's as weird as it gets for me.
Yep.
Spiders and once a cricket. How would you fancy? Woman wakes to find python in Kensington bed.
No.
Yep. A woman got the fright of her life when she woke to find she was sharing her bed with a 3-foot-long snake, 90 centimetres.
Had she been arguing with her husband, has she?
Well, you would think. And she might want to check the brakes on a car.
Yeah.
The royal python, which is thought to be an escaped pet. Oh, you reckon?
Oh, really?
You reckon? Had curled up next to her as she slept in her flat in Kensington. West London on Monday night.
Just going for the warmth.
Yeah. The woman rushed out of her room and called the RSPCA, but the snake had slithered away before they arrived.
Slithered away where?
So then you start thinking, oh, it didn't really happen then. No, they found it. The harmless reptile. Harmless?
A three-foot python.
Might be up. Not to your, what do you call it? Mice. Or your... hamster, that's the word I was hoping.
Hamster,
they're like, put me in my ball. The harmless reptile was finally captured in the flat on Tuesday evening by Officer Jill Sanders. So they lost it Monday, found it Tuesday.
Where had it been?
I don't know. The RSPCA said it did not know how it got into the flat, but believe it belongs to someone living nearby. Oh, you reckon, dear?
Really?
You reckon?
Like the flat above.
Like the flat above, exactly. Yeah. Reptiles, particularly snakes, can be extremely good escape artists and will take the opportunity of a gap in an enclosure door or a loose-fitting lid, Ms. Sanders added. But, I mean, you know, it's one thing to wake up to the scurry of a mouse or the... I remember working with a guy... who absolutely swore blind that his wife could hear spiders walking.
No.
Could hear spiders walking. She was
you just can't.
Exactly. But she was that terrified of them. Do you know when spiders run, then stop?
Yeah.
And then run, and then stop.
Yeah.
And then run, and then stop. Yeah, and you think they're doing it just to freak you out. Do you know why they're doing it?
Go on.
Run out of breath.
No.
They get tired.
Really?
They're made to run really quickly. But then they go, and then they run really, really quickly
Amazing.
Again.
Amazing.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
Fantastic.
Absolutely incredible.
Fantastic. So, it's right, actually. You can't run full pelt for
No, exactly,
much more than 50 yards.
You know, I am not Mo Farah.
50 feet.
He can do 26 miles, but after 26 miles, he needs a bit of a rest, doesn't he?
Have you seen the man?
Do you know what I mean? He's amazing.
That was fantastic.
Oh, he's absolutely
but even
incredible.
Him collapses on the
yes,
floor.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you know what they say? Don't leave anything on the pitch or something. Leave it all on the pitch. In other words, you know, absolutely do your best.
Yeah.
When he comes through that tape, he literally
he couldn't have done anymore.
He collapses. Yeah. His legs go. Oh, is that it?
He couldn't have done anymore.
Oh my!
How
goodness.
Did they know to collapse it right?
Exactly.
That, exactly. That
talk about that is just the absolute pinnacle of perfection, isn't it?
Amazing.
Where you can take it to that level, where
amazing.
Literally that one more step. No, I'm not doing another one.
You're about the woman that swore blind she could hear birds flapping in her own head.
No. Oh, I'm not going to like this one.
No, no, she could, honestly, she went to the doctors.
Right.
She said, I can hear birds in my head. I can hear them in my brain. And doctor were thinking, time for a section.
Yes,
time for a section.
Absolutely. Can you, my love, as he's dialing the men in white coats? I'm just locking this door for our safety.
I just want to introduce you to some friends of mine.
Yes.
They're called the mental health assessment team. And
yes.
They'll come out and talk to you about these birds in your head.
Yep.
Yeah. Doctor thought, well, I'll just check her ears and just see what's there. What did he find?
A moth.
Yeah.
No!
A massive moth. And it had crawled into her ear at night.
Oh!
And it had got stuck and it couldn't come out backwards.
Oh!
And it was trying to flap its wings.
Oh!
And it felt and sounded to her like she had birds in her brain.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you? Now, if they found that in my ear, I would then need the mental health assessment team.
Yes.
I would need them.
Oh,
and I'd need some seriously strong chemicals to calm me down, I'm sure.
There's what? In where?
In what? What? How did... Why? Why?
Oh, my.
Awful.
Goodness.
Can you imagine? Crazy.
Oh, my God. Do you remember Lucille Ball?
Lucille Ball?
Yeah.
No? Should I? Is it somebody I know?
Yeah. She was a comedian.
Oh,
I love Lucy. Yeah. I love Lucy and all that kind of thing. She swore that she could pick up Japanese radio on her filling. honestly, look it up. During World War Two, she thought there was a spy. No, it's true. I tell you, she thought there was a spy or something, and she could hear his Japanese spy. She could hear his radio on her tooth, and to her dying day, said there was a spy, and I could hear his radio on me
wow.
filling.
That's a bit scary.
I'll be filling. And then they looked in her ear. Do you know what they found?
Let me guess.
A wireless.
An entire infantry. Japanese soldiers.
It was a Japanese sniper thought the war was still on.
Chatting to each other.
Yeah. No, but so she could hear voices in her head. Speaking Japanese. No, I said I was speaking Japanese.
I really think so.
I really think so. I wonder if anybody else knows what on earth we're talking about.
No, not a clue.
Oh,
not a clue. Such
dear.
Random references come out of our brains.
She thought she was it, but a woman had a moth in her.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh,
that, isn't it? Crazy.
That's like the horror story, and I don't know if it's true. The horror story of the woman who went to the doctors with a lump on her neck.
Go on.
And the doctor went, "Oh, I think we might need to just and he cut it, and a load of spiders came out.
Oh no!
And because some spiders actually lay their eggs in a.
Oh,
yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I was in Sri Lanka.
Oh, yes, you were.
My mate got, we were walking through, we did this amazing thing where we jumped off a rock into fast-moving rapids water,
right.
White water.
Yeah.
Jumped off the rock. We had a life jacket on, jumped off the rock into this thing. I was immediately taken under about 6 feet and I was swirled around. I was doing somersaults
like
underwater. Machine. It was unbelievable sensation. And eventually he said, you've got to be able to hold your breath for more than 40 seconds.
Yes.
If you can do that, you're fine. If you can't do that, don't go there because it is going to pull you
under. You are going to be down for 40 seconds.
It is going to pull you under and it is going to keep you there for 40 seconds.
Whoa.
And then when you come up the other side, you'll be fine. Yeah. And I thought, yeah, I can do that. Off we, you know, I'm a diver.
Yes.
I'm a bit of a daredevil when it comes to these kinds of things because I'm insane.
Yes.
But I just jumped. I crossed my arms over my chest,
yeah,
like I was instructed to, and I jumped in, and this just unbelievable sensation. I was just pulled underwater. Whoa. Did somersaults underwater, and 40 seconds later I resurfaced, and then we were in the water and being taken down this river. Really serene, calm river, and we were laid on our backs just watching the scenery go by. And that's where they filmed the bridge over the River Kwai.
Really?
That was the spot where they filmed it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was in this river, yeah, and it was just one of the most serene and calm and beautiful moments of my life, having thought I was about to die.
Yes, in a washing machine.
And come back up, and you survived, and everything's calm and lovely. And I was in there with six of my mates who jumped in one after the other. I was first one in, and then they all followed me.
Yeah.
And as they all surfaced, I could see them. Hey! Steve, you made it! Woo!
Where's John?
Gary!
Bob!
bobbing up in the distance. But anyway, where was I going with this?
So we're going down
as
the,
we got
bridge
out,
on the River Kwai,
as we got out, yeah, and that was a great moment, that. As we got out, we were walking through some undergrowth and through some trees and stuff, and then we got back up onto the road so that we could walk back to where the van was, so we could get in the van and carry on our journey.
Yeah.
Because we had to go and do some whitewater rapids then on a canoe, which was fantastic. Yeah. Again, but that's a different story. But as we were walking through that undergrowth, my mate Steve, yeah, got a leech attached to his leg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Attached just down his ankle.
Yeah.
This big leech. Well, it was tiny.
Yeah.
And I saw them, and they were just kind of stuck on a leaf, wiggling. And as they came as you went close, they could smell you. And it tried to latch on.
Wow.
It tried to latch on. You'd have to move out of the way really quickly.
Yeah.
But Steve didn't notice this thing, and it latched onto his leg. And before you knew it, it had grown in size to about three times its original size.
Oh, my goodness.
And it had turned red. We know why that is, because it had taken the blood out of his leg.
It sucked the blood out of Steve.
So I was thinking, okay, let's just pull this thing off then.
Yeah, how'd you get it off?
No chance. You can't even get hold of it. It's too slithery and slimy.
Oh,
and when you
do
get hold of it, it just latches on again, and he started going, whoa, I don't like this. All of a sudden, I don't like this. Get this thing off.
Yes.
Get it off.
Yes, yeah.
And I thought, well, I saw...
This thing goes, it's 6 foot, and he's left of me a husk of a man.
What was the film?
Shriveled husk.
The film I saw. Where they burnt it off with a lighter.
That was it. The Vietnam War films that did that, didn't
they? And, of course, I had a lighter in those days.
Yes,
for obvious reasons,
back
in those days.
Back in the day!
But I'd just come out of the water, hadn't I?
Oh, no!
So the lighter's not going to work, yeah. So eventually we had...
We'll be two sticks together.
We had a tin of DEET. Now, I don't know if you've ever come across DEET.
No.
DEET is a really noxious substance, and it is the best anti-insect compound. Yeah, and you spray yourself with this stuff.
Yeah.
And no insect will come within a square mile of you.
Yes.
They don't want to know because it's toxic and it's horrible to them.
Yeah.
And we sprayed this thing full on with DEET.
Get ready.
Poor thing. Yeah. I promise you, I could hear it screaming. My skin's burning off.
As it
fell off. You know, but we got rid of it. But you know, these insects, they're just, these bugs and these creatures and things, they're just out to get you.
Yep.
They're just out to get you.
And like I say, they can smell
which
you.
Which is what both my daughters think about spiders.
Yeah.
I have lost count of the times that I have woken up in the night with a sweat by a scream.
Yeah.
From the other side of the house.
Yeah.
One of my daughters has found a spider.
Yeah.
And when I get in there, it's like, you know, the little money spiders?
Oh, crikey.
It's like one of those on the opposite wall.
On the opposite wall. You're like, how can you even see it?
It's going to eat me, Dad. It's
how can you see it in the dark?
I can assure you it's not.
It's not.
And if it did, it'd take it several years.
Yeah, it might take a while. Oh.
Dear me. Spiders. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of them.
I'm not a fan, I'll be honest.
No, I'm not a fan of spiders, but I'm all right with them.
Right.
Because I took it upon myself to go spider hunting when I was a kid. And I took my jam jar and I went and found spiders. And I used to keep them in a jar and study what they did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I thought they were fascinating things.
Yes.
Yeah, they gave me the creeps a bit.
Yeah, but I can't even look at them.
And I kind of overcome my fear of spiders. The only way to overcome a fear is to
do it.
Get one in your hand and watch it crawl around. Yeah, they're quite funny little things.
Well, child number two will do anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got a photo of her when she was first at school, and they had like a thing where they got snakes and all that. Snakes, I can do. As we discussed last week, alligators, I can do.
Yes.
Not a problem. But she's got this tarantula, which is bigger than her hand, in her hand. She's like that, with this tarantula in her hand. Wow. And I'm going, oh, well done, love. And I can feel the sweat pinging out just seeing
really?
It. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to take a photograph. My hands are shaking.
Oh,
taking this photograph. I'm going, oh, what? And she's going, oh, look at this. Yes, stay there. Isn't it? Look, keep away. Is it? Oh, yes. You're doing well. Stay back.
Yes, I do love you, but keep your distance.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. So to have them pop out of your face...
The only one that I really can't come to terms with is scorpions.
Really?
Yeah, can't come to terms with
now,
scorpions.
Isn't that weird? I wouldn't have a problem with a scorpion.
Wouldn't have a problem. It's the only thing in the world that I can't deal with.
Really?
Can't deal with it.
Is it the stingy, or is it just how it looks? Because they are black and shiny, aren't they? Oh, no, they're not all.
No, not all. Some of them are straw-like and brown.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You see, the black ones aren't that bad.
Right.
Because they'll sting you.
Yeah.
It'll hurt and you'll know about it.
Yes.
But it won't kill you.
Yeah.
The ones that are black with straw-coloured legs and a straw-coloured tail, that'll kill you.
Wow.
Now, whilst in Mexico, I used to sleep in a hammock. Yeah? I slept in a hammock.
Yep.
We were backpacking.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We had a hammock.
Yep.
And we slept in hammocks.
Yes.
And it was great.
Kept it off the floor, no snakes.
No snakes, no bugs, no spiders, no nothing. So we thought.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll never forget the day when I kind of sat up, and it's hard. You have to get into it quickly and get out of it quickly.
Yeah,
yeah. And there's no half measures.
Yeah, yeah.
You're either in or out, and you have to do it fairly quickly. Otherwise, you just get tied up in knots in the thing.
Yeah.
So we learned very quickly that before you put your shoes on in the morning, check them.
Yeah.
For bugs.
Yes.
And I had some what could best be described as slip-on pumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That I'd been wearing, and I sprang out of my hammock, and my feet hit the floor, and I thought, just check my shoes before I slip them on.
Yeah.
So I kicked one of my shoes, and what crawled out of it?
Oh, my goodness.
What crawled out of it?
Well, presumably a
scorpion crawled out of it, and I nearly...
Yes.
Well, I won't tell you.
No. Did you break your wazoo?
It was going to be messy. Yeah, my wazoo needed refreshing. It did. So, but, you know, this thing, and I promise you, honestly, that I very quickly looked around the room. What can I use here? And there was an old broom, a sweeping brush.
Yes.
I thought, perfect. So I made a mad run for this thing.
Yeah.
And I swept this thing away.
Yep.
And I swept it it was a...
Give it a push.
I gave it a real push.
Yeah.
And it slid across the floor. But I am not kidding. It turned round. It lifted itself up off the floor. It curled its tail up in the air.
And said, I'm not having that.
And it looked at me.
Oh, my goodness.
It honestly looked at me.
Wow.
As if to say...
Don't mess.
Just try that again, mate. Just try that again.
Oh, my God.
Because I know where you're sleeping tonight. And it looked, and it was saying these things to me.
Yes.
In Yorkshire.
Hey, up yoth.
Look, lad. I know where they're sleeping tonight.
They're sleeping in yon.
I'm going to come and get you. And it gave me that look as it sent shivers down my spine.
God, blimey.
And I kind of, at that moment, understood. I understood what people fear. When they fear insects.
Yeah.
I understood that because I got that at that moment.
Yeah.
Took a bit of getting over, did that one.
I bet it is.
Honestly. I didn't sleep much the following night.
I can well imagine.
Because I was imagining this thing saying, I'm coming to get you.
Yeah. Hello.
As soon as you're sleeping, I'm going to come and sting you.
Wow.
Now, as I was thinking that, one of the couples that were on this tour with us were sleeping on the roof. They decided not to sleep in their hammocks because Mimi, bless her, had backache.
Right.
And they decided to sleep up on the roof.
Yep.
Starry night, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Flat roof, of course.
Yep.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And what stung her? She got stung by a scorpion.
Oh, my goodness.
She got stung by a scorpion. And honestly, she knew about that for a day, for a full day.
Wow.
It wasn't the type that kills you.
Yeah.
It was the type where you really know about it.
Wow.
And she said within seconds, it was a horrible pain. And it wasn't just the stinging pain that you expect when you're stung by something. It was an ache that went all the way up her arm. And then she found it difficult to breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
And then she was panting for breath, and she was, and it was hot. It was awful. I thought, oh, my God, Mimi's going to die.
We're going to lose her.
She's going to die.
We're going to lose her. Can I have your shoes? Can I have your slip-ons?
She's going to die, love.
Oh, my goodness.
It was, oh, I tell you, it was scary, scary stuff. So, yeah, scorpions is the only thing that I can't deal with.
Wow.
So if you ever want to scare the wits out of me...
I know what to get.
Bring a scorpion.
Scorpion. Hey, look at this.
Oh, horrible. Horrible.
But when you talk about shoes, when we went to see my brother-in-law in Australia, that's what they said. You have to check your shoes.
Check your shoes every morning.
You have to check your shoes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And they've apparently banned Peppa Pig, because in Peppa Pig they have, you know that cartoon? They have, is it Mr. Longlegs or something? And it's the spider.
Yep.
And they go, oh, Mr. Longlegs. And try, you know, it is a spider, trying to befriend the spider. So in Australia they went, nope, you have to be scared of spiders. And they are taught to be scared of spiders.
Of course.
So from a very, very, very early age, they're taught to be scared. Scared of spiders.
Well, they have lots of bitey spiders.
They do.
Spiders.
They
that
do.
Kill people.
So they're like, don't put your hand in that. Don't put your feet in that. Check the things. Check this. But it means that any expat, any English person that goes across to Australia, they're the ones that they say, you wouldn't just get us that spider, would you, love? Because we aren't as, you know what I mean? They're raised to be terrified of them, where we're not. So, God, blimey. Yes. Oof. Scorpions.
Horrible.
Yes.
Horrible. Yes. Really?
Yes.